Case number 23-796, Stanford.
We think about clearing up the failures.
Well, there's only one left, and it's a state case. So, and they're going to go last on their cases, so.
All right.
That's the last. There's only one.
I was
just taking
a break.
Oh, well, just say that. Chief would like a break.
We can take a break.
Yeah, I figured we'd take care of it.
We're ready.
Everybody on board?
Yes.
Okay, we're calling case number 23-796, Stanford. So, would you state your name for the record?
Detective Mishasha, MISCIOSCIA, from the Stanford Police Department.
Thank you. And Attorney Sherman.
Attorney Sherman, representing
Your brief statement?
So initially when we ran him, he had a felony, which is a disqualifier, but he marked no to ever been arrested and ever been convicted.
Okay. Attorney Sherman, you have a brief statement?
Okay.
Prior to this hearing, the felony had been marked down to a misdemeanor, but for suitability reasons, he's still marked no to ever been arrested, ever been convicted.
Do we know what the felony was?
It's a DUI out of Missouri.
Oh, okay.
No longer a felon.
Yes.
Attorney Sherman, do you have questions for her?
I don't. Thank you.
Questions from the board?
Was the applicant ever, did anybody follow up with the applicant based on the application to find out why he checked failed to disclose the DUIs?
So, given the time frame of this, the person who reviewed this no longer is reviewing them. And the current person, once finding out he had counsel, did not call. So he left me to come here and hang out.
Okay. So,
I would say probably.
Okay. So other than, I'm all set.
Any other questions?
Is this a 2005?
Yes.
Conviction. Do you have any details of the nature and circumstances surrounding the conviction, or DUI, or DUIs leading up to that conviction? Accidents, serious injuries, evading, anything else beyond the conviction?
It just said persistent offender when, DUI persistent offender when it was initially run, when it was initially.
No, I understand that, but did you get case reports to see what happened? Because there's a big difference between I was stopped, got a DUI, stopped, got a second one, turns into a felony, or I hit a police car, you know.
No,
someone was sent to the hospital and I evaded, and then, you know, those type of things. Do you have any of those, any details?
No,
I'm not saying you did any of that. I just.
Correct.
Did anyone try to get those details?
I don't think.
Was there a second conviction in 2008?
No, I think that's when it was finalized.
Oh.
Per my understanding of reading the triple I. Okay.
Any other questions? Attorney Sherman.
Thank you, Madam. Let's call the appellant, please. Tell the board, please, how old are you now?
I just turned 40 this year.
So in 05, you were 20?
That's right.
And what do you do for work?
I actually just left my previous employer to start my own financial technology company. But before that, I was with a company called Gusto for 4 years, which is a small business payroll HR company.
Okay. Any other type of work in your career?
I've been in finance and technology basically since I graduated from the University of Missouri in 2008.
Stockbroker?
I was a stockbroker for a little while with Scott Trade. I passed the Series 6, 7, 63 without having any issues back then. So it was my understanding this is basically what I offer.
Okay, so that brings me to my next question, which is why did you not disclose it on the application form?
Yeah, so again, it was just my understanding that we wiped from the record.
Because you had passed these other background checks.
That's correct. Never had any, it never come up in any of my employer interviews, and even for federal, you know, trading licenses, securities licenses.
Okay, so you obtained a license as a stockbroker.
That's correct.
You had how many drug driving cases?
So I had two before I was 18, and then there was a third when I was 20 in college. Okay.
So was this part of a high school, college partying like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I mean, frankly, I made a lot of stupid decisions when I was under 20, and since you know, corrected course. No arrest, no run-ins with police since.
Since 2005?
That's right.
So no more drunk driving arrests anywhere since 2005?
No, sir.
And what changed?
You know, I just didn't want to be a criminal, basically. I was stupid. You know, I was education-wise, I always had good grades. I actually stopped drinking for a while and got a 4.0 my senior year in high school, kind of straightened myself out, and then made one really dumb mistake when I was 20 in college.
You still drink?
I do drink on occasion, mostly in the confines of my own home in Stanford. I'll have a couple glasses of wine or a beer at a barbecue, but never drinking to excess, and certainly I don't get behind the wheel if I drink.
I have nothing further.
Do you have questions for the board?
No.
Questions for the board? Yes.
Yeah. So, if you can explain why in 2005 did that statement "persistent offender" be attached to your conviction?
I think it's because of the prior convictions, which is why they called it persistent offender.
So, just one other conviction?
I think one of them was overturned. Mm-hmm. There was one when I was 17, and then one when I was 18, and one when I was 20. And so to get into the details, I think what happened is the second municipality didn't know that there was a first. Mm-hmm. So that persistent offender didn't get tagged on until when I had the third when I was 20.
Okay. Were there ever any accidents involved with the DUIs?
No motor vehicle accidents. With the last one, it was a failure to yield. Things like this, no accidents.
Thank you.
And you were in college at the time of the last one?
Correct.
Did you graduate?
I did.
Are there questions from the board?
And sort of just a question, maybe, I'm not sure. Because so when, it seems like when Stanford ran it in 2023, it still came up as a felony.
Also, when I ran it last autumn.
Okay.
That's why we submitted the two.
Yes.
There
yes.
To show it had been corrected.
I was just curious.
He contacted his attorney yep. in Missouri, who looked at it and saw that it wasn't right and had it fixed, and that's why we had the more recent report, which shows misdemeanor.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Any other questions?
So I just want to be clear. You have a misdemeanor conviction for DUI.
Correct. I believe that's right.
And why would you think that had been in? I think your word was wiped.
Because of the nature of how it was overturned, I believe in 2008, it was my assumption it had been wiped. But I think also now it's no longer applicable. But I could be wrong.
It's something you should be very clear on, actually. To me, it sounds like you have a conviction for DUI back in 2008, and it should have been disclosed, whether it was felony or not. And, you know, you've been to college, stockbroker, financial guy. I think you're smart enough to understand that.
Yeah,
can you see how the issuing authority would think you're trying to hide that?
I can understand that. I think I wasn't trying to hide anything. I think the circumstances of the conviction are, and my understanding was that it was overturned and wiped from my record. So, yeah, I think
wiped isn't a technical term. So,
when you talk about overturned, are you talking about the process by which, in fact, really it was changed from a felony to a misdemeanor?
Correct. Yes.
Even though it wasn't corrected in the state highway patrol records until recently.
Correct. So it was my misunderstanding that I was still qualified. I didn't realize that a misdemeanor would qualify as an arrest. It frankly happened almost 20 years. And so I just...
But clearly you knew you were arrested.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I was arrested.
Yeah, because you were put in handcuffs.
I thought it was off on record.
Confirmed. Okay. Does the question on the form say, is it on your record?
No, it doesn't.
No, it says, have you been arrested or have you been convicted? It doesn't say, what are the police going to find? Some people get...
Yeah, it's just a mistake on my part, for sure.
Okay, thanks.
Did I ask for final statements already?
No.
No.
So I'm asking you.
Thank you. I think it speaks for itself. An honest mistake about something a long time ago that's pretty minor now. And actually, in Connecticut, this would be subject to the Clean Slate Act and it would be erased automatically. Thank you.
Just to say, I mean, he kept using the word overturned and wiped. But he did say, the sentence does say it's confinement of 6 months. So, to my understanding, he served 6 months?
I think it was suspended.
Correct.
Suspended. Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yep.
The way it writes is just silliness.
That's good.
Okay. Well, it just still says guilty. That's all.
Okay.
Yep. This is a denial by the Stamford Police Department. Initially, the denial was a statutory denial. When they ran a criminal history check, the appellant had a felony conviction. During the appeal process, the appellant was able, had that conviction or charge rectified. It should have been a misdemeanor conviction due to an 08 ruling in Missouri. The appellant had 3 arrests and convictions, it appears, from his statement. 2 when he was 18 or under, 1 when he was 20 years old for DWI. He has a misdemeanor conviction for DWI, 6-month jail sentence, all of which were suspended. The appellant failed to acknowledge both the misdemeanor arrest and conviction on his application. So this is a suitability case. And as a note, the arrest was 2005. That seemed the charges were amended in 08, so it shows a misdemeanor, but it took a while for the appellant had to get an attorney in Missouri to rectify the NCIC check to show the proper disposition. But at the time of the denial, it was a felony conviction on the record.
Comments by the board?
I'll just make a comment that I think we understand where the appellant's record stands now. And he mentioned that he had applied for stockbroker's licenses and probably did not disclose this. But if asked on any future forms, at least as of now, you've been arrested for DUI, which is a crime in Connecticut. I don't know what it is in Missouri.
There's a jail sentence.
Yeah, there's a jail sentence. So you've been arrested for a crime and convicted of that crime. It's a misdemeanor. So that's the way to properly answer that question in the future. Now, I don't know if there are options in Missouri to get that erased like Connecticut has. Maybe, maybe not. But you should talk to your attorney about it.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Chief Rosenzweig, sorry.
Who didn't want the demotion?
We won't go there. I'm sorry, did you vote?
Yes,
Chief said appellant.
Oh, okay. Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overton.
Appellant.
Mr. Gregg.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Gomez.
Appellant.
Appellant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Call the last case.
Yes, this is case 23-616.